Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, yes, good afternoon. It is Friday, 2 p.m. Eastern Time in the wonderful United States of America. My name is Sales Lisa, the host of Finding Your Hidden Treasure. It is Friday, April 15, 2016. I'm really, really excited because today is another great Friday here in the beautiful state of Florida. And of course, the best part of Florida is South Florida, and the best part of South Florida, of course, is Miami. I'm really, really excited. I do want to apologize. We have been off the air for a while because as a candidate running for State Representative House District 108, as a candidate for another opportunity that I will share with later on in the show, and also having other different things going on, it has been quite challenging the last Fridays to do our regular weekly show at Friday at 2 p.m. So just took a little break, but we're back on air and going to continue our weekly schedule every Friday at 2 p.m. But we really talk about different things from what's going on in the community to politics to community organization, having different people on our show. So today is an interesting show because there's something very dear to my heart that I want to share with you all. And it's a cause that I have been honored to be involved in and really want to share the platform with the rest of you all because I truly believe it's important to stand for a cause, to support an organization that is doing great things in the world, that actually can and say change people's lives, families, and everything. So that's what we'll be talking about today. So before we get started, I really just want to say thank you all for being faithful listeners as we've been on the air for, oh my goodness, I think it's almost 2 years. So I just want to say thank you so much. And it's been an honor and a privilege to have a platform to share my voice, my concerns, things that are on my heart, as well as having various guests that we've had on our show for the last 2 years. And also, I think it's an opportunity that we need to continue informing our community on what's taking place. I had an opportunity today to be an attendee at the National League of Cities that was hosted, has hosted the Big Idea, the Big Ideas for Cities, and the president, Mr. Clarence E. Anthony, as well as his staff. There was a room full of mayors from all throughout the nation, which was quite interesting to meet people from various parts of the country, such as California, New Mexico, Tennessee, Arkansas, Indiana. Of course, we had one of our locals who represented South Florida, Honorable Mayor Messiam. I hope I said his last name correctly, the mayor of Miramar. And it was hosted in the New World Center, which is a beautiful classical arts music facility in Miami Beach. And I had a great, great time. That's where I was this morning. So I just wanted to say thank you to them, as well as the presenters, the moderator, and all the guest speakers, because it brought great insight on what cities throughout our country are doing great things, how they're keeping their cities innovative, vibrant, cost effective, but still able to provide great services and opportunities for their residents, as well as businesses and other people who would want to be involved in their communities. So I congratulate them all. I think it's a great organizational opportunity that local elected officials and even local community activists and anyone who wants more information or be involved in local government or local politics or even run for those elected official opportunities should really be engaged in that organization. I think they have local level, they have state level, and that was the national level that hosted the event today. So I wanted to say thank them for coming to South Florida and providing great information. I was taking copious of notes on my phone to really hear the innovative things that other cities were doing and how we can bring it here to South Florida. And, of course, being a resident of the city on the move, the city of North Miami, so hopefully also doing some great things there. And I'm really excited, especially taking opportunities to be appointed to different city and county positions. I think boards as well is another opportunity to be engaged in such conversations, hence why I was there, as well as a candidate for State Representative House District 108. So I want to say thank you to them. We had a great time. But today is going to be an interesting, exciting day, as we'll be talking about what is LLS. And that is the conversation that we're having today. Now, some of you may be informed on what LLS stands for. Some of you may not. So today is really more educational, really sharing my heart, why I support this organization, why I'm involved in one of the great things that is in the season of. And so the LLS stands for Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. It's a national organization that is a nonprofit organization, and their main concern is assisting family and individuals who are affected by blood cancer, as well as their number one goal is to find a cure for blood cancer. Now, with blood cancers, as a healthcare professional, it was shocking to me. I've dealt with oncology floors before. I was periodically sent to oncology floors, but I never really grasped the process of what families and individuals go through in being diagnosed or dealing with cancer in general. And many, many years ago growing up, it was very rare and hard to find people who were affected by cancer. I can remember when I was in elementary school, I think I had a friend or a classmate who said, excuse me, their family member has cancer. And I was like, what is cancer? I've never heard of cancer. I know no one in my family who has it. Then unfortunately, as cancer is, especially blood cancers, are not preventable. It is a disease that does not discriminate, and unfortunately, there is no cure for it. And the reason why I am so passionate about being a part of this organization is because it hit close to home, and we never know when it's going to happen. Because as I stated earlier, you can't prevent this disease from happening. No matter how much you exercise, no matter how much you have a healthy, balanced lifestyle or eating habits, anyone can get blood cancers, leukemia, lymphoma. No matter how old you are, no matter your educational status or your family's educational status, no matter their economic status, no matter what part of the country or the world they live in, no matter who you are, you never know when blood cancer may hit close to home. And unfortunately for me, it did. And that was the eye-opening experience, even as a healthcare professional. And I've been in the healthcare industry since the age of 16. And I never truly understood or grasped the concept until it hit close to home. I had my uncle, the late father, Dr. Gerard Jean-Gis, was diagnosed with leukemia. And this was about 2000. I believe, if I'm not mistaken. And when I got the call and they told me that he has leukemia, I couldn't grasp the concept, because I'm like, you know, we have diabetes, high blood pressure in our family, but we never had cancer in our family. And so when it happened, I was like, oh, this is something that can go away if we get good treatment and do the things you need to do. And of course, when people are affected by cancer, there's a lot of different remedies out there, such as juicing and blending and eating a lot of raw vegetables, or just being vegetarian, cutting out certain meats, drinking certain juices, taking certain vitamins or pills, all these different remedies that are out there. But unfortunately, that is not a cure for cancer. And so my uncle battled with leukemia and eventually passed away in May 27, 2009, from other complications as well from his condition. But leukemia was one of those diseases that plagued him, unfortunately. And for me, that was very hard, because I lived in North Carolina, and my uncle's receiving treatment from Jackson Healthcare System here in Miami. And so I would travel back and forth every weekend as much as possible to make sure that he was getting treated properly. He was mostly in the ICU. And when you have cancer, especially the kind of blood cancer he had, you have to be very careful about the interactions with people, you know, because their immune system is compromised. You know, you can't have an influx of people coming to visit them. They need their rest. They need to make sure they get their medication and their treatment on a regular basis. At the same time, it's very time sensitive. If they're going to get chemo, there's certain things that need to take place. I mean, it's a very complex situation. And so even as a critical care and ICU nurse and seen a lot of different things in my life, I never experienced or seen anything like this before. And I was very heartbroken and disturbed by what was taking place, because that was the first person in our family we knew with cancer, and specifically a blood cancer. And so as I had to travel back and forth to make sure he was getting treated well and everything was going well, and his the family, as well as friends and loved ones and the supporters, because he was a human rights activist. He was a Haitian Catholic priest and human rights activist here in South Florida, but known internationally, you know, just educating them and informing them on the process of what he needed in order to hopefully, you know, all the prayers that we all did, everyone that knew what was going on and loved him, just being Christian, him sacrificing his life for others, I really thought that he would be able to beat this blood cancer, as he's beat a lot of different challenges in life. He's had to overcome a lot of different things from a young age, as I would hear the stories from him, other family members and friends, and especially my grandmother, his mother. I was like, he's pretty strong. He's been through a lot. God loves him. He'll be able to weather this storm. But unfortunately, towards the end, that was not the case. The blood cancer brought a lot of complications. He was immunocompromised and had to be isolated at times from people. And it was just a very heartbreaking situation. And the reason why I keep repeating that I was a healthcare provider is because no matter how informed you are about medicine, no matter how informed you are about the body, blood cancers are a vicious, vicious disease. It is a disease that you can do all the treatments in the world, have the best people taking care of your loved one who may have a blood cancer, but unfortunately, at the end of the day, that doesn't save them or prevent them from passing away or even having other complications. And so as towards the end of my uncle's fight for his life, dealing with all different complications, including leukemia, I was just very distraught. I tried to educate myself as much as possible, going online and Googling and, you know, trying to grasp the nursing education that I had and relating to my nursing experiences and the times that I was on oncology floors and my oncology nurses, the colleagues, the doctors and everyone. I mean, I tried to grasp as much information as possible to educate the family, myself, his loved ones, and his supporters on how we can help to save him. But unfortunately, they became a fatal situation. And not only did the blood cancer affect him, but then later on, a couple of years later, we had a close cousin of a cousin of mine that was close to him as well, died of leukemia. And so to have a second person in my family be affected by this disease that I never really encountered in all my healthcare professional experience, I never really heard of. And unfortunately for us, we didn't know about LLS, Leukemia Lymphoma Society. I think if we did at the time that things were going on in our life, we would have been more knowledgeable, maybe had more resources and understanding, because not only is it traumatizing to the family because there's really nothing you can do to cure or prevent leukemia from happening, but the medical expenses, it became very expensive. And as I had an opportunity to hear different people's stories and dealing with leukemia, it can destroy families financially, economically, because your bills I've heard of $650,000, I've heard of $1 million, because there's so much testing. It's a very intricate medical treatment and process that takes place that the money can add up. I don't quote me on the numbers, but I would estimate that on a daily basis, someone dealing with a blood cancer and whether they're getting chemo or in a critical situation, it costs a good $50,000, maybe $100,000 a day just to take care of them, because you have to pay for the bed, all the different doctors, all the different treatments, tests, their medications. I mean, it could be very detrimental to a family who doesn't have the proper processes or systems in place to assist them with the medical expenses that dealing with a family or individual who's fighting with blood cancer. And so the reason why I'm so connected to LLS is because I am honored and it's a privilege that someone nominated me for Woman of the Year for Leukemia Lymphoma Society for the South Palm Beach chapter. And when I received the notice that I was nominated, I didn't know what to do because it already was overwhelming enough to have two family members, and one of them who I was so close to, be affected by leukemia. But then even him dying in 2009, and I was nominated in 2015 for this year, that is a good 6 years that I still somewhat in a very small way, and I've come a long way, have dealt with his death, have dealt with the overwhelming experience and trauma of seeing him struggle in with leukemia and the other conditions he had that eventually took his life. It was very hard for me. And so when the opportunity arose for me to accept the nomination, I didn't know what to think or do, because I'm like, I was afraid it was going to bring back trauma. I was afraid it was going to bring back horrible memories that I never wanted to think about again, about seeing my uncle fighting for his life, seeing my uncle going through so much and dealing with leukemia, and then also having another family member affected by it. I thought it would bring just bad memories that I did not want to relive. But then I thought about it, because as I did my research in the organization and as I heard and saw the great things they were doing in the community, I said, if I had the opportunity to have known about LLS, Leukemia Lymphoma Society, when my uncle and when my cousin was dealing with leukemia, I think we would have had a different story. Not to say that they would still be alive today. That could be a possibility. But the simple fact of how to cope with leukemia or lymphoma, how to cope with blood cancer. Because it's not like heart disease or diabetes, where we know there's treatment, there's different systems in place, there's things you can do to either reverse the condition or delay the progression of the disease. But leukemia, lymphoma, and blood cancer, you cannot. No matter, as I say before, no matter if you have the best doctors in the world, no matter if you have the best medications, the best treatments, there's nothing that really can prevent or stop leukemia, lymphoma, and blood cancer from taking over someone's life. And with Leukemia Lymphoma Society, that is their mission, is to assist families, providing resources and educate them on how to deal with such situations, but also to find a cure for it. Because if we are able to find a cure for blood cancer, how many lives would be saved? With the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society and being nominated for Woman of the Year, it's a fundraising campaign where you personally set a goal of how much money you would like to raise in order to bring those efforts. And another thing is, sometimes people say nonprofit organizations such as this or any others like Red Cross or American Cancer Society, sometimes they're hesitant to give money because they're saying how much of that money really goes back to helping the people. And I will say, for the Leukemia Lymphoma Society, I can't speak for the other organizations, but from the Leukemia Lymphoma Society, they give so much back to people that they're raising the money for. Very little goes to administrative costs. And this is from what I've heard and from the research that people have shared with me about the organization and how they spend their funds. So this is definitely an organization that you can support, an organization that I would behoove you all to be educated and inform yourself, because you never know when it may hit close to home. It could be a loved one, a family, a friend, a colleague, a community person, a neighbor. I mean, you just never know who could be affected by leukemia and lymphoma and other blood cancer. As part of the campaign, it's a 10-week campaign where it's Men and Women of the Year campaign, where men and women raise money for different processes of a particular event that we have at the end. And for the South Palm Beach chapter, our finale event is June 3rd, and we kicked off the campaign the later part of March. So we have 10 weeks, and we're in the third week right now of raising funds to, number one goal, find a cure for cancer. And within the organization, there is also a honoree of the Boy and Girl of the Year. And so the Girl of the Year is Ellie. I believe she's 5. She was diagnosed at a young age with blood cancer. And then we have the Boy of the Year is Landry, who's, they're both cutie pies. And it's very sad to see that parents having to see their children being affected by blood cancers. And so that's why, for me, it's very passionate. I really wanted to share this information with you all because it's dear to my heart, not only because I am a healthcare provider, not only because I've had family members affected by blood cancer, but to see that children are dealing with this condition is heartbreaking. I've met Miss Ellie. She is a bundle of joy, has a lot of energy despite her condition. I believe she's in remission, but that we pray that she stays in remission, but it's not guaranteed, and we don't know for how long. And so when you see children dealing with blood cancers, and I've actually had an opportunity as a healthcare provider to work on a hematology oncology floor within the pediatric department, and that is a different experience from working with oncology with adults. And working with the pediatric patients who are dealing with hematology oncology, which is blood cancers and other type of cancers and conditions, it is amazing the insight that they have on life. It's amazing on their perspective and outlook on life. It's amazing in how they respond to different things. But can you imagine, I don't have children yet, but can you imagine if you had a child and you found like they had a blood cancer? What would you do for that child? How far and how much would you work hard to find a cure for that child? And that's why I am passionate and committed to this cause. And my personal goal is raising at least $50,000. And the reason for that is the minimum to raise is $10,000. But the goal that I personally have set out to raise is $50,000. And the reason for that is because seeing what my uncle, what we went through with my uncle, and wasn't my cousin who passed away was in New York, so I wasn't there all the time when she was dealing with the condition. But just seeing what I've seen from an outsider looking in as a healthcare provider, and then also someone closely affected by it, it is a heartbreaking situation. And then to see kids that I have to deal with it is even more heartbreaking. And so that's why I hope that you all will join me on this mission. I hope that you all will join me in this campaign to raise at least $50,000 to find a cure for cancer. That is the goal at the end of the day, to raise this money to find cure for cancer. Yes, it would be great and an honor, privilege to be known and to win the title of Woman of the Year for 2016 for the South Palm Beach County Board, but it would be an even great honor and privilege to know that we were able to raise enough money to find cure for cancer in my lifetime, sooner than later, that these little children who are dealing with these blood cancers and leukemia and lymphoma will be able to live longer than their parents, will be able to enjoy life, not worry about going to the doctor, not worrying about their medical situation, not worried about not being able to live life to the fullest or live their life as children. Because when they're dealing with such conditions, they are no longer allowed to live in their innocence or their childhood because of these conditions. It's a very tiresome condition to have just by going back and forth to the doctors, the different testing they have to do, just a lot of precautions that have to take place. And I just want us to picture, if it's your child, if it's your daughter, your son, your niece, your nephew, your neighbor, your grandchild, your great-grandchild, just imagine, or maybe it might have been you. Maybe there are some of you listening today that have been affected by leukemia, lymphoma, or blood cancers. And imagine if you had an organization that would walk
hand in hand with you through the process, that would call you to check up on you, see how you're doing, that would be able to provide assistance for medical services, would be able to assist your family in educating them on the condition of leukemia and lymphoma as well as other blood cancers, or even better yet, find a cure for blood cancers. So today, that is my passion. That's what the show is about, is really talking about LLS, Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, how I have been impacted by blood cancers, by having family members who have passed away from it, but also to be a part of a movement, to be part of a cause such bigger and greater than me, because I felt that if I did not help raise this money, God forbid if it hit close to home again, then I would say, I wish I could have, should have, would have, have helped raise money, because now it has hit close to home again, and I know about LLS, the Leukemia Lymphoma Society, but yet maybe they don't have enough funds in order to assist, because I said no to help raising money. I said no that I did not want to be a part of the Woman of the Year campaign. I said no to helping families be able to have resources available to help walk them through the most heartbreaking possibly times of their lives. I said no to helping them finding a cure for cancer. I hope that's not you. You don't have to give hundreds of thousands of dollars. We would love to if you could. But maybe you can give $1,000. And that $1,000 would be an opportunity to be closer to finding a cure for cancer. As we have different events taking place in the South Palm Beach chapter, we have a cigar event, a cigar evening event that's taking place. We have an evening where we're going to have a private time, a more intimate event at someone's home in Boca, the beautiful Boca area. We also have our golf, a classic event taking place. There's various ways that you can be involved in this campaign. We also have our June 3rd finale that's taking place. You can buy tickets to attend these events. You can buy tables to attend these events. You can even provide auction items to help raise money, because a portion of the value of the auction items will go to my campaign efforts and help me raise that $50,000 and help me to help the Leukemia Lymphoma Society, LLS, to raise money to find a cure for cancer. So if you are willing to be a part of my campaign team, maybe you want to volunteer, maybe you want to be able to give an in-kind donation, we still need florists, we still need different things, we still need promotional items, we still need ways of finding out how we can get the voice and word out there. So if you want to volunteer, if you want to help spread the word in one way, shape, or form, if you want to give in-kind donations, if you want to become a sponsor, whether a corporate sponsor or if you personally want to sponsor an event or sponsor a table that other families who are affected by leukemia lymphoma can come because you sponsored a table, allow them to come, or maybe your company or you and your family just want to come and join us on these various events that we have taken place. Or if you want to personally buy tickets, you can buy tickets to attend these events. Or if you don't want to do any of that and you just want to say, here is the money, we are open to receiving however you would like to be a part of this cause and movement, however you would like to support me. But it's not even for me. To support families and individuals who are affected by blood cancer, to support the Leukemia Lymphoma Society to help find a cure for cancer. That's what LLS is about. LLS is Leukemia Lymphoma Society, finding a cure for cancer, blood cancer. And so there's many ways that you can get involved. There's many ways that you can be a part of this movement. And then you can say, when we find a cure for the blood cancer, you can say you were a part of that. You aided us in that effort some way, shape, or form, whether it's volunteering, whether it's giving an in-kind donation, sponsoring, or attending one of these events that are coming up. So if you would like more information about what's taking place, how can you be a part of this conversation, what you can do to be a part of this movement and help me as I have been nominated to be a candidate for Woman of the Year for the Leukemia Lymphoma Society South Palm Beach chapter for the 2016, which I am delighted and honored to do so. As a philanthropist, a community activist, a healthcare professional, as a political candidate, as an author, a speaker, a radio host, but most of all, as someone who cares, I hope that you care.
I hope that you care enough to get a part of this conversation and be a part of this movement. If you would like more information, please, I am on LinkedIn, I am on Facebook, I am on Twitter, I'm on Instagram. You can email us. We have a page specifically for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society on Facebook. It is Fayola DeLico Woman of the Year. So it's www.facebook.com/ Fayola DeLico for Woman of the Year 2016. And then you can also reach out to us. You can call us at 954-562-7706. Once again, that number is 954-562-7706. Or you can email me directly and we can make sure that you are a part of that. And we'll say thank you in advance for being a part of it and helping find a cure for cancer. And the email address is, I'm going to give you my business one because I don't remember the Woman of the Year email address off the top of my head. I do apologize, but it's info, I-N-F-O, at FayolaDeLicaLLC.com. That's info, I-N-F-O, at FayolaDeLicaLLC.com. And so myself and my company, Fayola DeLico LLC, is a part of the movement. We hope you will join us, as there's many ways to get involved. And we have 7 more weeks left. Will you help us raise $50,000? Will you help us find a cure for cancer? If you are ready to do so, then go ahead and just join us on this mission. Join us on this movement. But most of all, join us on this worthy cause to help LLS, the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. My name is Fayola DeLico. I want to say thank you to you all. I do hope you will assist me on this effort. As it is a beautiful day outside, it looks like it's getting cloudy, so they say there may be some rain today. So if you are here in South Florida, just make sure you have your umbrella poncho or be in your car or someplace where you will not be affected by the rain. But if you have natural hair like me, it really doesn't bother you that much as long as you're not getting drenched. My name is Fayola DeLico, the host of Finding Your Hidden Treasure. We are here every Friday, 2 p.m. Eastern Time in the wonderful United States of America. Boy, do I love this country, but most of all, do I love living in Miami. And most of all, it all shows by all the efforts that I'm doing to make sure that our communities are safer and stronger. As a political candidate running for State Representative House District 108 in Miami-Dade for the 2016 upcoming election, August 30th, 2016. So I thank you all for always joining us. We do apologize that we were off the air for some time, but we are back on a weekly schedule every Friday, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. So much going on, but we would do our best to stay faithful onto all our listeners and make sure we're here at Finding Your Hidden Treasure Blog Talk Radio Show. You all take care. Be blessed. Know that you are loved. And if you need any prayer, please don't hesitate to reach out to me in any part of the social media platforms that I have available as an outlet to let me know how I can pray for you, how I can help you. But most of all, make sure, as John F. Kennedy said, don't ask what you can do, don't ask what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country. And I will say not only your country, your community, your neighborhood. So get involved, stay active, but most of all, do your part. Take care. Bye-bye.